want to lose. I want to win.
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. This is our NFL edition. We are coming to you live from our WatchEveryGame.com studios. Now, it's called the Watch Every Game box, but it could easily have been the Watch Every Movie box with the Christmas movies in the second half. Chaz, home. I am second half Chaz, along with Steve on the board. And this week's panel, we have Johnny D.
Hey, thanks for having me back. I can't wait to get going.
And Tommy.
Good morning, sports bettors.
As always, over the next 60 minutes, we are going to cover as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour will handle, and we want to know what the public is thinking. Remember, unlike a lot of the experts out there, our callers are the public. Give us a call, 866-405-1717. As always, callers wanted, winners preferred. We're going to head right out to our first caller, but the first thing I'm going to do is check the log and see what Wes has been up to lately. Hey, Wes. Maybe you need to call in as another name.
I'm telling you, or maybe I just need to take my pool picks and just eeny, meeny, miny, moe and have one of those be my on-air pick.
Well, you've heard us talk about Joe from Connecticut. He's right up there at the top of the pool, but no matter which one he gives us each week, it's the one of his four losers and not one of his 10 winners.
Well, and I think last week I think I co-signed on the guy before me's pick on Buffalo, and then I turned around and laid an egg with my Zona pick.
And, you know, that's a great point, Wes, and I want to bring it up. And we talk with Johnny, Tommy, and Sloppy on the show all the time. There's no such thing as someone took your pick. The bottom line is if everybody on this panel likes one game and everybody in the audience likes one game, then, you know, that's a game. Now, we've had those, and they've cashed. We've had those, and they've trashed.
Yeah, well, I will say this, and you've heard me say it 100 times. Monday and Thursday night, John Cena, that's the safest bet on Monday and Thursday night.
No, I got it in writing. You sent me a text. It was, you know, those – and think about the last three of them, right? Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night. You had money taken out of your pocket on one side of that game either way.
Incredible football games. Still can't get over those finishes.
And Thursday was – that was the cover, too. That wasn't just the win. That was the comeback at cover.
Right. Exactly. No, because the Patriots were given anyway.
Yeah.
But the ball was put down on the ground for Cleveland.
She's talking about the Thursday night game.
Right. Cleveland would have covered too.
Okay.
Yeah, that was for the cover.
Man, amazing. Just amazing. All right, so you know what? Start us off. Let's shake it off.
I like the Giants. They're coming off a game where you kind of think they shouldn't have lost the game. I think that the Redskins are a better team than they're getting some credit for. So I don't know that was a huge loss to the Giants, but I don't think the Jets in the secondary can cover Beckham Jr. They're at home. The spread's 3. I think that's a gift. I'm playing the money line. You could put me down for taking the 3 points, but I think the Giants are going to beat up on the Jets in a kind of home game.
Yeah, well, I'm going to give you a quick story because one of our listeners, I don't think he's going to be calling this morning. It's Charles from San Diego. He's on a trip, and he's in the Dominican Republic. And he's watching the game in the hotel, and they've all got Green Bay. There's a room full of kids. There's like 7 of them, he said. They all have Green Bay. They got a lot of money between them on Green Bay, and they ended up having to call security because they didn't know why all the screaming was going on. So having that money line action and the point spread is not a bad way to go.
Yeah, there's not always the same value to match the risk on the money line, but even if it's plus 140 or plus 120 versus the minus 110, it's worth it.
Yeah, but if you get down to the end of that Giants game and it's 27-26, just say, and the Giants have the ball and they're going to be kicking a field goal, you're looking like a genius having the point spread, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Good luck.
Have a good week, Chad.
We'll start with that game, Johnny D.
Yeah, Battle of New York, played in New Jersey. Interesting, huh? Anyway, the Jets 2.5-point favorites over the New York Football Giants. Giants at 5-6 on the season. They've lost their last two, 1 point to the Patriots and 6 points to the Redskins. As the caller mentioned, Eli's been targeting Odell Beckham Jr. a lot. He threw to him 18 times last week. The kid had 9 catches for 142 yards. The Giants are last in the league in sacks. That disturbs me. I personally like the Jets, their top-ranked run defense in the NFL. They gave up 12 yards rushing to the Dolphins last week. I think we'll see more Fitzpatrick to Brandon Marshall, and I love watching Chris Ivory. I personally like to play on the Jets in this game, lay the 2.5.
What do you think, Tommy?
Yeah, I like the Jets as well. It's a home game for them, even though they're listed as the road team. The crowd will be mixed, and they're playing better defense than the Giants right now.
Well, I've got the Giants in the pool, but of course, in the pool, you have to pick somebody for every game. Otherwise, the only thing about this game that does anything for me is jars the memories, and not with these two young kids from Google. Of course, they're not young anymore. I could probably tell you what year it was, but I got to see these two teams play in the Yale Bowl, and the guy that scored the touchdown was Joe Namath. He did a bootleg, and it took like 14 seconds for him to get 6 yards. It was a bootleg, literally. He had one leg.
There was Emerson Boozer, too.
Good old times. All right, so we're going to go out now to, I think it's Franklin, Virginia. Tom Vasco.
Guys.
Morning,
Tom.
How's everything going out there in God's country?
Great, buddy.
It was chilly this morning. It had to be 48, 49 degrees.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, listen, I was looking at all the games this week, and Wes just talked about one of them. A lot of close games, 3 points or less. My radar this week, gentlemen, is the Kansas City Chiefs at the Oakland Raiders. The game is -3. For the Chiefs and over 44. In this game, you have a rising star in David Carr, who we've spoken about before, who I think is going to go for LaMonica's record before the season's over of the most touchdowns in one season of 34. But a lot of upside to this team. And then you have the steady Alex Smith and the surging Kansas City Chiefs, who I don't think it has turned over the ball in like 5 straight games. I don't think the weather's going to be a factor, about 58 degrees, light rain in the morning. Boy, at the end of the day, I think this is going to be one of those classic AFL games we used to watch, Dawson versus LaMonica. I think the scoreboard is going to get lit up like Christmas decorations. I'm going to pounce on the over 44.
Well, you know, Tom, I never really got to watch any of those games because I had an older brother, so my job was to hold the rabbit ears. So the picture was clear for Charlie, my brother. So what are you going to do? Hey, listen, I wanted to throw a couple things out. One is, you know, we go through the callers of the week, and last week you had Houston giving the points. So you didn't win caller of the week. You were right in the running, but you did nail it in terms of J.J. Watt. So I took the time to look it up, and they had 2 sacks for the game, and he had both of them. So good shot there.
Yeah, that up and rising right now too, but I really love the over if I had to pin down one game this week.
Well, you know what? Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This would be 6 of 7. 6 of 7, you know what? I don't care what it is. I talked about it on the show. I've got teenagers. If I can get them to take out the trash 6 of 7 weeks in a row, I feel like a champion.
I have to fly this guy in from Virginia for the show.
There you go. All right, Tom, we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
You bet.
Yeah, I got to take AFC West matchup. Yeah, the Raiders are back on track with the comeback win over Tennessee last week. The black hole up in Oakland. They still have a 2-tattoo minimum to get in the stadium. That's something a lot of people don't realize. But anyway, I see more Derek Carr to Cooper for a couple of touchdowns. And over to the Chiefs, you know, they started out losing 5 of 6, but have won 5 straight. Their O-line's a little dinged up. Alex Smith has not thrown an interception in 283 passes. Anyway, to wrap this up, both teams are very much alive for the playoffs. And, yeah, I have my notes before the show. I'm an over guy on this, too. The Lions, 44.5. I think these two teams will light it up, too. This will go over in the third quarter.
Tommy.
If you like over 44 and a half, then you'll love over 22 in the first half.
I'll have what he's having.
Take over 22 in the first half.
Yeah, let's get it started early. Rocking and rolling. All right, this next guy needs to start posting more on Facebook and Twitter because last night he gave me a two-teamer in hoops with a money line, but it was on my text and not on the Facebook. Now, don't get me wrong, Marvin. I realize that you get hot enough and you could start moving the line yourself.
Right. We try to. I try to get you more winners. And I try to, you know, do more than just football. I try to be all over. So, yeah, basketball is really my thing. So
there you go. Yeah, well, you said that early, and you've given me a few of them. So let's start with week 13, right?
Week 13, yeah, NFL, tough week. I see a lot of tough matches this week. These spreads are pretty close. I'm going to start off with the Giants and the Jets. It's a pretty tough game. Giants are a two-point dog, so I'm going to go ahead and take the Giants at home. I know it's really a home game for both teams, but I'm going to just take the Giants at home because they're a two-point dog. I love NFL home dogs. They're almost, a lot of the times, they're almost a guaranteed winner. So I'm going to take the Giants on the money line to win that game. The next game, you guys are going to like this one, but I'm going to take the Denver Broncos -3.5. And the reason why is, one, they played a cold weather game last week in the snow. Two, they have a really great quarterback that's a backup that probably next year will be a starter. And three, the San Diego Chargers haven't done anything this year. I'm really surprised to see that line at 3.5. I'm going to take the Denver 3.5 and run with it.
All right, Marvin, you got 30 seconds.
Okay, I'm taking the Broncos -3.5, and I'm taking the Chiefs -3 with the over. So those are my four plays.
There you go, buddy. All right, good luck. We'll
nice
talk
job,
to you next
Marvin.
Week. All right, when we come back, you're going to get Hector and some thoughts from Johnny D and Tommy. It's Sports Betting Weekly.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6betsagame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6betsagame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6betsagame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6betsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
Looks like we're a two-box family.
At ChampionshipFootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a New England Patriots fan or an Ohio State Buckeyes backer. Maybe Grams is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a 12th man living in Seattle. Know a member of the Michigan State Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who's a Baltimore Ravens fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, they're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. This is our NFL edition. I am second half Chaz. I've got Johnny in the studio.
What's up, fellas?
Tommy's got some opinions.
Hey, what do you say?
And today is December 5th. So we are going to head out after the show to the Blush Ice Bar, 555 Market Street, where at the end of the day, my San Diego State Aztecs will be holding up the Mountain West Conference Championship Trophy and a trip to, like, the Aloha Bowl. Or I don't even think they call it the Aloha Bowl anymore.
Isn't it the Poinsettia Bowl?
No, they're going to go to Hawaii, I think they said.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
they're going to play Cincinnati in Hawaii. That's the
good for them. Good for the Aztecs.
But here's the thing. I always tell people, when we go to these live events, we try to make it special. This place, Blush Ice Bar, in conjunction with We Party Naked. Now, how do you not like that name? You wear your college gear, you get your first beer on them. How bad is that? Man, that's a party. You walk in the door with a shirt on, you're getting... I think my hat's going to work, too, because I got an Aztec hat.
You know, I'm thinking I'm going to be going for the $18 bottomless mimosas.
There is nothing wrong with a $5 Bloody Mary. There's nothing wrong with half-off selected beers. But let me tell you something. Bottomless takes on a whole different meaning when it's mimosas. It really does. Because you know what you can do? You can start off with a lot of OJ, and by the end, you're really drinking mostly champagne, a little splash of orange in there. So yeah, that's 11 o'clock all day long. We are doing squares. We are doing parlay tickets. I got parlay tickets online. You should see the one for the SEC first half games. We're just having a blast. We're having five-team parlay slips. It literally is going to be another attempt to get Guinness World Book of Records to verify that this is the most people with action on the same game in the history of sports betting. They haven't returned any of my calls. What are you going to do? Let's go out to Hector.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. You got time to show up downtown today, buddy?
Yeah, I'm going to try to make it. I'm going to head to gym early today. Probably be done by 10, so I'll meet you guys up like at 10:30, 11.
There you go. Yeah, I think they open at 11. Burn some extra calories like Tommy does.
Yeah, so this week I'm not going to go with my heart because my ex-fiance, the Steelers broke my heart last week. So I'm going to try to go with my brain this week. Somebody already took the Broncos against the Chargers. So I'm going to use my brain again and try to go logically with the Patriots minus 10.5 against the Eagles. I think Chip Kelly's on his last leg with Philadelphia, dude. I don't even know if he's going to last the end of the season. And the Patriots and Tom Brady are angrier than you can imagine after the blown calls or the calls they didn't get against Denver last week. So I think the Eagles are going to have to pay for that. So I'm liking the Patriots minus 7.5.
What's the line you got?
10.5, minus 10.5 at New England.
I've got nine
double digits. So here's the thing, Hector, a couple points. One is, if you remember last week, JB from Connecticut called in and was ready to crucify the Green Bay Packers coach. And then, of course, I sent him a text this week. I said, hey, they had a pretty good call they did at the end of the game.
And it helps. And it helps when when they call, I don't even know if it was – would you guys think it was a face mask?
I do. That's really. Yeah, you know what? Here's the rule. You touch the quarterback above the shoulders. I don't care if you flick him with his ear. You're getting a penalty. It's the world we live in. But you talked about Chip Kelly. Well, here's the thing. Andy Reid was going to get crucified, and he just consistently takes teams and deals with their weaknesses and makes them better. They're not flashy. They're not fancy. They just get the job done, and I guarantee you there's some Philly fans that are regretting that move.
All right, guys. I'll see you at 11 o'clock.
All right, buddy. Next week. Johnny D.
Hey, I personally had high hopes for the Eagles. They're 4-7 now in the season. They've lost 3 in a row. Their defense has given up 45 points in the last two games. They do get Sam Bradford back for whatever that's worth. But over to the Patriots. They're off their first loss of the season, 10-1 Sunday night in the snow and overtime in Denver. It was a bad spot for them. With their injuries, they had a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter, but blew it. They're playing for home field advantage through the playoffs. They could see Denver again. Anyway, I'd say check the weather before you bet this game. I love the Patriots, too, first half, second half. What do you think, Tommy?
I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to take the 9 points. I'm not a Sanchez guy, and if you get Bradford back, you got a better chance to win. So I'm gonna go ahead and take the 9 points with the Eagles, and I'll play the over 49 because the scoreboard's gonna get lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, the Eagles offense just keeps waiting to show up. It hasn't showed up yet. I'm pretty sure in the pool. Let me see. In the pool, I've got New England. But one thing I want to mention, this is our Fox Sports Grill segment. Now, Thursday, an incredible finish. And don't get me wrong, if you watch the game, the beginning of the game was kind of ho-hum. And if you were a Detroit fan,
we're up 17-0.
20. And you might have turned it off. But I personally, and there's a little bit of selfishness in all of us, I got to have my ahi poke again. And it was, and Tom, you've seen it, you know, the sea we sell, the raw fish, a little, what's the red hot sauce they put? Sriracha.
Sriracha.
A little sriracha, a little soy sauce. And then I have a combination of a technique that is really fusion of chopsticks and a fork together. You know, you talk about fusion with a lot of East-West stuff, and we're going to Blush East-West Kitchen, but it was a little bit of a chopstick fork thing. Oh, my God, it was so good. But it is it's a good time for us to get over to Jason because I know he is due. He's had a couple losers. He's becoming a mere mortal.
I keep losing when I pick one game, so I have good feelings about one game. You know, it's just a little cold streak, but I'm going to stick with a three-team parlay this week and hopefully get my mojo back. I like the Chiefs. I got them -3. They're playing on the road. I think they should beat the Raiders. They're playing well. I got to go with the Giants again this week, I'd say, without Darrelle Revis. And, you know, they're getting a little healthier. I like the Giants. They're +2.5. And then I also like Pittsburgh to win over Indy. That's the night game on Sunday. I like them -7. So I'm sticking with that. Got my bet in. And see how it goes.
Yeah, well, I know it's going to be a big weekend. We've got a couple. You know, we got the Mountain West Championship, the Bronco game. Petco right across the street from you guys Sunday has the Aztecs hoops against USD. You know, that's what they call the City Classic, I think. So a pretty big weekend down there.
Yeah, we're excited for this weekend. Some college games on Saturday as well. So, yeah, we're ready for everyone to come down and enjoy the nice weather, hopefully, and come watch some games.
Yeah, you mentioned the nice weather. You know, realize, too, Jason, we got callers from all over the country. So the whole concept of having TVs on the outdoor patio is probably hard for them to handle in December.
Yeah, our patio is awesome. We got a nice fire pit filling up the whole center of it, and everyone loves it out there.
All right, good luck, buddy. We'll talk next week.
All right, I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, so let's go out to let's see, who's been holding longer? I love the fact that people are holding. Sal from Connecticut. Sal, weren't you the caller of the week?
What's that?
Weren't you caller of the week?
I might have been.
I think we've do you have a Facebook account? It is like 2015.
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of feel guilty. I did just pick against Cleveland. It wasn't that hard.
Cleveland
Steve,
sucks.
Steve, can you hit us with the Cleveland? No, he doesn't have it. No. The Cleveland sucks.
The Cleveland sucks.
But here's the thing. As you know, we talked about that game earlier if you were listening. The ball was on the ground for Cleveland to win the game.
Yeah, I tell you what, that's one of the reasons why I think I might like Cleveland getting all these points this week.
There you go. So give us a winner.
Well, I'm going to stay away from that game because you never know who shows up with those teams. But, you know, that's a lot of points for inner conference game kind of thing. But I like Minnesota, home dog. They're getting 1.5. Even if Seattle sneaks out a late victory, kick a field goal to win by one, I'm still going to cover by 0.5. So I'm going to go with Minnesota.
Well, yeah, you're talking to a guy here that's going for 4 winners in a row. That's a whole month. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with that logic. You know, we all like Minnesota here. Tommy was all over him in the Green Bay game, but that was a loser for me. But other than that, Minnesota's been playing really well, especially at home. All right, Sal, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Johnny D.
Yeah, Seahawks 6-5. They're ranked 5th in the NFL against the run. Can they stop AP? Well, Russell Wilson's been lighting it up lately, too. He had 5 touchdown passes last week against the Steelers. Over to the Vikings, I guess the lines change on this. I had them as a pick'em game at 42 in the total. But, yeah, they got the big win on the road at Atlanta. They're 9-2 against the spread. I think the line's off on this. I'm not sure what's happening here. I don't think the Vikings are getting the respect they deserve. But, yeah, I personally like Minnesota in this game myself. Yeah. By the way, we need some new blood, new callers. Let me throw the number out one more time, 1-866-405-1717. We'll get you on the air right away.
Now, remember, we've had a caller of the week that was from our Facebook post, so no excuses if you're listening to this after the show and either on a podcast or another radio station. Just go to Twitter or Facebook. Twitter is, Tommy, what's Twitter?
At SB Weekly.
And the Facebook is just Sports Betting Weekly. Check it out and then post. And then we'll count it towards your record. We're having a contest. We're giving out points. You get a point for calling in an entry, basically. And then you get a double entry if you are right. And speaking of right, let's cover a little Jason from the Fox Sports Grill. I'm really excited because we're actually going down Sunday, Vicky and I, to watch the first half of the Bronco game against her Chargers. She'll be wearing her colors at the Fox Sports Grill right in the Hilton. Remember, go to Petco Park, and if you're going to the USD SDSU game, and we are, we're going to the basketball game outdoors. So I'm going to be outdoors in December watching a real NCAA college game that has lines on it. It's going to have action first half.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. And you can park in the Hilton parking lot when you go to the grill either before or after, get your ticket stamped, you get 3 hours of parking. It's going to be, without a doubt, the cheapest parking that you're going to have downtown because – free, I think free is less than almost everything.
Yeah, free is, that's a good number. Yeah.
So that's the Fox Sports Grill. You go to the Petco Park, look up, find the Hilton, walk across the street. There's the water. We're on the first floor. Feel free to come over. Vicky will be probably wearing her pink Rivers jersey, and I'll have my Aztec hat on. And if there's another couple there, you know, have fun with them if they're wearing the same things we are. What we're going to do is when we come back, we got Joe from Connecticut. We're going to have to talk with Joe because I think he's been drifting in his pool picks. And then we're also going to finish covering up some of Jason's picks. He had Kansas City, he had the Giants, and he had Pittsburgh. So we want to get some feedback and some opinions from both Johnny and Tommy. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Right now at Fuller Ford, lease an all-new 2015 Ford Fiesta four-door sedan SE for the low monthly payment of $89 plus tax. That's right, only $89 a month. With only $2,999 due at lease signing, this amazing offer could be yours. 36 remaining payments at $89 plus tax, $0 security deposit, one of this price, VIN number 210936. Or lease America's 2015 Truck of the Year for a monthly payment of only $289 plus tax. This all-new 2015 F-150 4x2 Supercab featuring the aluminum alloy body could be yours with only $2,999 due at lease signing. 36 remaining payments of $289 plus tax, $0 security deposit, one at this price. VIN number E87665. Offer expires 12/14/15. Go further with Fuller Ford. Great prices, great selections, and great deals where they've treated you like family for over 60 years. Auto Park Drive off the 805 in the Chula Vista Auto Park. Think Fuller, think
Fuller. Last year, 310,000 hectares of forest and jungle were lost, almost the equivalent of the state of Tlaxcala. At this rate, Mexico will be a desert very soon. The majority of these fires are provoked by abusive entrepreneurs that want to make more money illegally by means of agriculture or animal husbandry. The Green Party promoted an initiative so that burned forests and jungles can't be used for the next 20 years. At the Green Party, we'll keep working for a greener Mexico. You can get influenza anytime and spread it in any place. That is why it's important to vaccinate children ages 6 months to 5 years and adults older than 60 years. Pregnant women, health personnel, and people with uncontrolled chronic diseases should also get vaccinated. The vaccination is safe and free. Secretary of Health, Government of the Republic. This program is public, unrelated to any political party, and shall not be used for purposes other than stated in the program.
San Diego Gulls Hockey on the Mighty 1090 Gulls Radio Network.
What a check goal! Brandon Montour! He's done it again!
A weekend California road trip continues for the San Diego Gulls as they travel to the Stockton Arena to take on the Stockton Heat.
No point blank save by Hackett! Amazing!
Pre-game starts at 7:15. The puck drops at 7:30. Tonight on ESPN Radio 1700.
Rebound score! The Gulls win it!
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Week. I am second half Chaz along with Johnny D.
Great to be here, fellas.
And Tommy.
Hey, what do you say?
Both in studio. We're hoping to get a call in from Mo covering the Midwest for us, and then Sloppy is supposed to check in. But right now, before we go out to Joe from Connecticut, I want to cover a couple of things. One is, again, if you're going anywhere near downtown, you've got to get over to the Fox Sports Grill and order the ahi poke. It is without a doubt, and I'm a sushi guy, it was without a doubt the best dish I've eaten in probably, 8 or 9 months. The last time I had a dish that good, it might have been a veal piccata, and I'm pretty sure that they don't pen the ahi in a little cage and feed them nothing but milk.
No.
Yeah, and there's no protesters out front. I was in an Italian place once, and they were protesting because they had veal, and I wasn't going to order the veal. I ordered it on purpose. All right, so let's get out to Joe from Connecticut.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Doing well.
What do you say, Joe?
Yeah, the one guy who worked at a software company and grew up with technology, looks like I didn't submit my picks the right way. I put up a nice goose egg last week.
That'll be tough. Now, here's the thing. Now, that's a great – thanks for bringing that up, because we've had people that have joined later. We have people that – Mo went like 6 weeks in a row never getting Thursdays in, you know. And when you're down by six or seven games at the end of the year, missing six or seven Thursdays, you know, that's tough. But remember, we do it a lot of different ways. You can win by having the most total winners. You can win by having the most weekly winners. Plus, everybody's going to get in a drawing for a second chance. So the bottom line is we're going to have some fun with it. So don't lose too much sleep, Joe. But that pick that you're giving us today, let's see. Let me go to Joe from Connecticut sheet. You know what? 1, 2, 3, 4. Up to last week, you were 4 out of 5, and then you have Pittsburgh, and they were actually winning late.
Yeah, they were hanging around, and then Mitchell blew a coverage on that little crossing route, and the guy ran 60 yards for a touchdown, killed the cover right there. But they hung around a little bit. They played a good game. This week, little sleeper 1 o'clock game, there's the 49ers playing the Bears, and I don't know if you've gotten to watch any 49ers games before last week, but they're pretty atrocious right now, and they're traveling to Chicago to take on the Bears. The Bears are 5-6. They got a pretty consistent coach in John Fox. You know, Cutler's been all right this year. They have some nice players, and I think given 7.5 to the 49ers, I just don't see the 49ers putting up more than 10, 13 points in this game, really. Blaine Gabbert, former Missouri great, struggling again. And, I really like the Bears this week, given 7.5. I think it's a nice little sleeper pick there. No one's going to bet the game too much.
Well, yeah, and that's what's nice about that, as you know, that means the line's not going to move. And that's one of those games, I'll be honest with you, I have no confidence in the 49ers to pay the extra money for that hook. I might. Can you go up, right? Do you have adjusted lines? Can you give the 12? 12 and a half?
So what? Yeah, see if you can give a couple more points and make a couple more bucks.
Yeah,
I think the 49ers this year might be like the sixth best team in California behind USC, UCLA, Stanford. All those teams.
Keep going. Keep going.
University
keep going.
City High School.
Aztecs. You know what? I went online when the Aztecs line came out for this Air Force game, which it switched to here, and it was at -5, and I was on the Caliente website, and I was commenting on one of their posts, and I said, it's like free money, -5. I turned around the next day, it was -6.5. So, obviously, at the public, Joe, on Sports Betting Weekly, we move the lines.
You're moving the lines here. You're crushing them.
All right, buddy.
I think next year, too, you're going to move the lines a little bit on San Diego being the third best team in L.A., too. Moving in with UCLA and USC.
Cut him off. Where's the producer?
Where's that kill button? Where's that kill button? All right, Joe, we'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
Hey, just to comment, I just love the National Football League. I mean, I almost could drool over the games this weekend. And I wanted to talk about the last three games real fast. So the last three games we saw, the Packers' Hail Mary Thursday night, the Ravens blocked the field goal, the kick six for a touchdown. And Sunday night, the Broncos down 14 and come back and beat the Patriots in overtime. I spell reality TV NFL.
No, it's so true. It's so true. But that's exactly what, what's his face? Wes was saying. He goes, those only games on TV games, sometimes they're better to watch than the bet, because they all, and Tommy, you've been with us almost every Thursday night. How many of those have come down to the last play?
Almost all of
them. Yeah, because of the point spread. Those guys know what they're doing.
getting back to this game, while it might be the most bowling shoe ugly game of the season, unless the 49ers play Cleveland, the Bears are going to blow them out. Absolutely.
The Cleveland sucks.
the Bears, thanks, Augustine. The Bears are going to blow them out. They win this game by 20 points.
Yeah, so let's do that real quick. We're gonna here's how we're gonna handle the next few minutes. Somebody got up this morning. Now, don't get me wrong, he works pretty hard, he travels hard, he parties hard. You know, if you're gonna work hard and party hard, I'm not gonna complain. I think I'm gonna idolize you. Sloppy, how you doing?
Hey, the only reason I'm up this early is because I didn't party hard last night.
There you go.
I took the night off.
Welcome back, Slop. Are you
good to be back.
Are you gonna make it down for the blush party today?
I'm trying to get this stuff taken care of.
Yeah, if you can. Remember, you get here late. The Aztecs game's 4:45, and you could always crash at my house if you got it. Not a problem. You know.
Aztecs, that's a football team.
You got it, man. All right, so what we're going to do right now, I want to get back to Jason's picks, only because, you know, though he's been a mere mortal the last couple weeks, you know, the kid's been on a tear. So you had Kansas City -3, the Giants +2.5, and he's coming back on the Giants because they were tough last week. Though they covered the second half, which saved a couple people that I talked his butt because they had him early and often. And then Pittsburgh -7. So we're going to start with Sloppy, then Johnny, then Tommy.
I'd probably go after that Kansas City-Oakland game. I actually like the home dog in this situation. I know Houston's out for Kansas City, so there's going to be less of a pass rush. And I believe David Carr's got the third most touchdowns thrown in the NFL this year. Oakland's playing pretty strong and does like to cover games. So I kind of like Oakland in this situation at home at a +3.
Johnny D?
I think we talked about that earlier. I like the over in that game. I think there'll be a lot of points scored.
We love the over in that game.
You liked in the first half.
So. I like the over 22 in the first half.
And you know what? There is nothing better, Slop, than cashing those first half bets because you can bet the second half and then slide over to the casino and give it all back.
I do it many times.
What about the Giants?
That's another home. I mean, not technically a home dog because they both play in the same place here. I like the Giants. I like the way they're playing. I think the Jets are more on the downslope than they are the up. I also like the Giants in this one.
Now, we covered that, so we're going to go over to Pittsburgh. Now, one thing I want to say is I kind of slid out of my habits there. The Sports Betting Weekly third segment is the second half of the show. It is sponsored by 6BetsAGame.com shows best bets. We're 2-1, and the one loss was on a 2-point conversion. And you know, that whole new rule with 33 yard point attempts is really messing up a little bit of my action. But that's 6BetsAGame data, Sloppy. It's really worth its weight in winning tickets in that Pittsburgh game. Check this out, at home, the last 16 games, that goes back 2 years. You know, 16 home games is 2 years. 14-2 against the spread. So those first halves can be powerful. What do you think about Pittsburgh this week?
It's so tough to bet against. All I do is win football games. Matt Hasselbeck.
That's right.
I mean, all that guy does is cover spreads. What is he, 60? I love the X-Hawk in this situation, getting 7.5. And I'm not really sure the Pittsburgh Steelers defense can stop anybody, judging by the way.
Did you see what happened on the news this morning? They put him on temporary waivers. They re-signed him as a 1099 employee so he can still collect the Social Security. So everybody wins in that situation. Wow. So you like him or what?
No, like I said, I like the Colts in this situation. Like I said, the Steelers, I don't think can stop many people in this league. Seattle tore him up on offense. And I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, even with Hasselbeck, their quarterback. I think he covers.
Well, they're getting a touchdown, right?
Yep. 7.5. Now.
Johnny D?
Yeah, it's Sunday Night Football. It's a big game. 40-year-old Matt Hasselbeck. I heard 40 is the new 4-0. It's kind of interesting. Anyway, the Colts have won 3 in a row.
They're tied with the. I see what you did there. All right.
Yeah. Like tied with the Ravens. Tied with the Texans, the first place in the AFC South. They've got Ty Hill and Dante Moncrief, but no running game. Frank Gore had 24 yards rushing last week. Ahmad Bradshaw's out for the season with injuries. Over to the Steelers. They're a wild card team that won a Super Bowl many years ago. Big Ben had a career day against Indy last year. He threw for 522 yards, 6 touchdowns. You might remember that game. Their defense has given up a lot of yards, too. So I'm with the original Slopster on this play. Over. A lot of points Sunday.
Oh, I love the Colts. Give me the Colts +7.5 all day long. I might even take them to win the game outright at +260.
Wow, there you go. Moneyline 260. That's a two-teamer. Exactly what a two-teamer plays.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with that. Now, let's look. I'm going to look at the Seattle-Minnesota game because in our sixbetsagame.com trends, in the first quarter, in their last 14 games, Minnesota 12-2. I think one of those, I think they even covered against Green Bay.
Yeah, they did.
In the first quarter. In the first half, Seattle on the road under an 8 straight. So that's the whole season, 8 road games. But it gets even better. Minnesota, first half, overall, under the number, 15 out of 18. 15-3, that's where we need the calculator. That's a high percentage slot.
Yeah, I would not bet this game as a Seattle Seahawks fan because I think if you're getting plus points on the Minnesota side, I would recommend betting the Vikings in this situation. But I also can see this game being another shootout. Just, I think who can score more in this situation. I actually like the over in this one, even though they've been under it a lot. I think this one ends up being a little higher scoring than it's supposed to be.
Johnny D.
Which game?
The Seattle Sloppies game.
We do this one again. I think the line's off on this game. I like the Vikings there. They're playing great football. They know what they're doing. I don't know if the Seahawks can really stop Adrian Peterson, but. Yeah, I'm leaning towards Minnesota.
Well, and it's funny.
The second best run defense in the league, though. I mean, we got to have a shot.
Yeah, but he's not your normal running back either.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, come on.
I'd take Minnesota.
All right, Slop, as always, hope we'll see you down here. Otherwise, we'll talk.
All right, boys.
All right.
See you, Slop. Take care, man.
Later.
We're gonna go to a break. We'll come back. It's Sports Betting Weekly.
When Vince Young scored on 4th and 5 in the 2006 Rose Bowl, two things happened. The Texas Longhorns won the NCAA title, and championshipfootballs.com was born. From Texas to Alabama to Ohio State, and now for Super Bowl winners too. Championshipfootballs.com is the place for the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, 10 years later, championshipfootballs.com has the autographs too. See if any of these names remind you of a special time in your football life. Michael Bennett, Lou Holtz, Joe Montana, Devin Smith, Jameis Winston, Rocky Blyer, Rocket Ishmael, Ara Parsegian, Mike Stonebreaker, Chris Zorich, Luther Bradley, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dave Casper, Marcus Mariota, Rudy Rudiger, David Tyree. Enter the promo code RADIO and you'll instantly save $50 on any of the championshipfootballs.com autographed footballs. Championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
Looks like we're a two-box family.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6BetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6BetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember the sports books all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6BetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6BetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. Give us a call. Johnny, what's that number?
1-866-405-1717. Got some lines open.
Tommy, what else could they do?
You can get us on Twitter at SB Weekly.
And the Facebook page. Post those picks. But let's right now, before we head out to a special guest of the show, we're going to talk to our friends at Google. Fort Wayne, Indiana weather.
It's 32 degrees with fog in Fort Wayne.
Oh, Mo! That's vicious!
Yeah, it's another beautiful day.
Oh, that's vicious. At least the fog makes it kind of Christmassy, right? Or London-y, I don't know what it makes it.
Well, as soon as the fog is freezing, it's not cool at all. There's nothing really neat about it.
Yeah, no, that's true. Unless, you know, don't get me wrong. A bottle of Bailey's, a fireplace, and 32 degrees in fog, and I'm okay.
Well, since I don't have that or a fireplace, yeah, it's pretty much sucks.
No doubt about it. All right, so let's get back to some business. This is Sports Betting Weekly. I'm Second Half Chaz with Johnny D and Tommy in studio. We've got Mo on the line. This is our championshipfootballs.com segment. We have had a flurry of activity with our Christmas season shopping. I think the number one ball right now we're selling is the Patriots ball, and we do charge extra, $19.95 extra, to reduce it to the same PSI that they use in the AFC Championship game against your Colts. Then the Notre Dame. The Notre Dame autograph balls are a big hit, but those are really special balls because we're talking about Joe Montana and names Rudy and coaches that are going to be long in the history of Notre Dame, Holtz and Parsegian. So when you get a chance, go to championshipfootballs.com on the autograph footballs. They've got a promo code radio, $50. Coolest present. They'll open that day guaranteed, and you can save $50. So, Mo, we're talking about a lot of games. What's jumping out? You've got a big one with Pittsburgh. You've got some other activity. Tommy's talking about what it's going to take for the Buckeyes to get in. So give us a feed on what's happening in your part of the country.
Well, you talked about special balls. Let's talk about old balls. It's Matt Hasselbeck, who was drug tested this week because he's 4-0 at 40 years old. So the NFL thought they would drug test him. It's a big game for the Colts and for the Steelers, both still trying to keep alive in the playoff picture in the AFC. And can Matt Hasselbeck continue to hold on as they wait for the return of Andrew Luck? Indianapolis got waxed by Pittsburgh last year, and it's all going to depend whether Ben Roethlisberger can play and play a whole game and play it well. They're coming up with a concussion. You know, I like the role Matt Hasselbeck's been on. The only thing that's got to change is Indianapolis has got to convert those field goals with the touchdowns in the red zone, and I think Indianapolis can win this game.
Yeah, well, that, you know, Tommy likes him. I think you said money line.
Yeah, I like him on the money line. Yeah.
And then a couple of the other games, there was a lot of Giants backers.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy the way that the things have gone in this part of the country too. You know, we watched the Packers and the Lions and the debacle that was the other night, and now you know, the NFC East has become a division that's up for grabs, and who would have thought? And the Giants have played great, and fantasy wise and against the spread, I like the Giants again this week. And then we're looking at, you talked about the Big Ten Championship is today in Indianapolis, and you know, there's still ways that Ohio State can work their way into this, which is sick to think about.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Again, the folks over at championshipfootballs.com, they're in pretty good shape because they've been doing this now. This is our 10th year, and a lot of those teams that are going to be in that Final Four, we've done footballs for before, so it'll be exciting to see. But anything's possible. Remember last year, there was a few people that got jumped over in the last week.
Yeah, it's very possible. You know, Oklahoma has played great, but again, out of sight, out of mind. They don't play this week, and you've got teams that are playing very good-ranked teams in these championships. And could a team like Ohio State vault Oklahoma if the right things happen? And it's very possible. Who wouldn't want to see Ohio State try to defend their national championship, especially getting beat by Michigan State? Can you imagine that as a first-round matchup, Michigan State and Ohio State, it'd be crazy. And a lot of cool things could happen. And it's great for sports bettors because there's going to be a lot of intrigue and a lot of money changing hands, and hopefully it's all going through the listeners this year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Tommy?
My personal opinion is Oklahoma's in. They're not going to – they're ranked solidly at two, and they're going to – they're in. They're not going to play a game, so they're not going to lose any ground. The only thing that could happen is if Alabama wins, there's not going to be an SEC team in the Final Four. And – for the Buckeyes to get in, which you know, everybody knows I'm a Buckeye honk, if Iowa loses, they can get in. And then there'll be two. If Clemson loses, they'll get in. Then there won't be an ACC team in. So let's hope. Yeah, you can always hope.
I'm perfectly, just in case any of those, I know Hayden got off the committee. So there's, what, 12 guys left?
Yeah.
Yeah, any of those 12 guys are listening to Mo, you let them know that I'm okay without an ACC team in the Because last year, remember, Florida State, they were bringing it in. Long winning streak went right down the tube.
Manti Te'o's girlfriend tackled Jameis Winston. Made him fumble.
You know, that's what's crazy because so many people are skeptical of Clemson that they could be the first number one team. Actually, you know, since it's only the second year, but to drop out of the top four, to be number one with a loss. And then how do you not put North Carolina in? You know, I mean, there's a lot of intrigue that could happen with the conference championship games. I mean, so many things could happen. It's going to be fun. I mean, this is just second year already, and it's just fun.
All right, Mo, one more time. Let's go out to those young men. They're not getting young, that's what I said. San Diego weather. Let's try it one more time. San Diego weather.
It's 60 degrees and mostly sunny in San Diego.
All right, so it's 60 degrees now. It's a little before noon Eastern time. We're going to go to Blush this afternoon, Mo. They're going to have that cornhole game on the patio outside. They're going to have all the doors and windows open on the patio. It's going to be 73 degrees. They're giving away party buses. You can win a party bus for you and your friends. They're giving away bottle service. Championship Footballs is donating footballs. Blush, Ice Bar, and the Fox Sports Grill are going to be giving away gift cards. It is going to be a party. We are going to miss you.
Well, I'm going to miss the warm weather, and I miss you guys, too. It seems like all the good parties I wind up missing, but one of these days.
Well, you know what? You've told us about a few of those wrestler parties, and we got to do those off the air, but those seem like a lot of fun.
Yeah, those are stories that have gotten many guys divorced, so just prepare to be single after one of those parties.
Before we let you go, give us a best bet. Give us a bet here that if I'm going down to Caliente this morning, or maybe I'm going to, right between the games today, I'm going to leave Caliente for a little bit, run down, get my bets, leave Blush for a little bit, go to Caliente, get my bets in. Give me that winner, Mo. Give me that one team that you think is my winner.
I like Michigan State. I think Connor Cook is too good. Iowa is unproven. And it's hard sometimes to bet against a team you're not really sure about. But I like the Michigan State team so much. They've got a great defense. They've got Connor Cook, who to me could be the best quarterback in college football. I like Michigan State to beat Iowa.
That's great. Now let's get back to our NFL edition.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Sorry. It's so cold here.
No. That's fine. That's fine. It's going to be a great game.
I mean, how do you not go with a team that's on a roll? You got a 40-year-old quarterback and a 42-year-old kicker who have continued to win games for the Indianapolis Colts. And, you know, the Pittsburgh team is good when Ben Roethlisberger plays, but when he doesn't play good, they're not good. The defense is old. I like the Colts to extend their winning streak.
There you go. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, you know what? I'm keep looking at the highlights from the sixbetsagame.com trends that say Pittsburgh's won 14 of 16 in the first half. I'm thinking, bet the first half Pittsburgh, take the money, watch the game, bada boom, bada bing. Johnny D, final thoughts. Let's go around the table a couple times.
Yeah, let's see. One game nobody talked about, Houston Texans and Buffalo Bills. It's one game I really like a lot. The Bills are still in the wild card hunt, but they're pretty beat up on defense. They may not have Mario Williams. Sorry to break it to Bills fans. You can't ignore what the Texans have done. They've won four in a row. They're in first place in their division. J.J. Watt and company have allowed only two touchdowns in the last 18 quarters. That's 4.5 games, by the way. So on my top plays today, I like the Houston Texans. I like Pittsburgh Steelers, Indy over 47, and the Bengals to keep rolling 10 over Cleveland.
Now, Johnny D, last week you said here's what the future bet is on Houston to win the Super Bowl. Before the game, I guarantee you it went down.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. I just checked it out for giggles, but what was it, 40 to 1 last week?
Yeah, 40 to 1.
Yeah. Anyway, it's exciting time of the year.
No, it really is. It's getting down to crunch time, Tommy.
You know, I like a game that no one's talked about yet either, which is the Carolina Panthers minus six and a half over the very, very inept Saints. Their defense is just absolutely Swiss cheese, and I think the Carolina can put up 45 on them. And that's a lot for an NFL game.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, because with the sixbetsagame.com trends, listen to these trends. All right, we've got in the first half, Carolina overall has won 8 straight. On the road in the second half, they won 11 straight. On the road for the game, they've won 7 in a row, 10 of 12 overall. And similar to the Minnesota, Johnny, I told you, these two teams, Minnesota, Carolina, they are the Rodney Dangerfields this year of the NFL. Nobody gives them any respect. All they do is win and cover.
Yeah, they bring the heat all right.
All right, final thoughts, Johnny D, anything?
Just a bunch of great games on tap this weekend and Saturday, too. I just say have a great football weekend, everybody.
And I want to say, you want to today find the added game on your sports book. The Green Dragons 8-under soccer team is plus 5.5 goals, and the over-under is 7. I would go Green Dragons and under.
Lock of the week.
Wow. You know what? When you, I saw that on a game, a college game the other day, where it was, they were given 13, and the over-under was 19. Holy cow. They don't really expect the Green Dragons to come out hard, do they?
No, they do not.
But
they're an underestimated squad.
Here's the thing. If you can pull all those kids back and you play all on defense, you can get that first half under and then let them play. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to have the coach in your pocket there. All right, so show's bets will be on the Sports Betting Weekly. Remember, Sports Betting Weekly Live will get you to podcast. Go down the Blush, 555 Market Street. We're going to have a blast. Sports Betting Weekly, do me a favor. Always be cashing.